Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm getting ready for the NFL draft. Damn it, I'm so hyped you would think I'm going to be drafted, but I'm not. I suck. I'm terrible. I'm good at what I do. I just talk. I'm here hanging out with you. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. We have had a ridiculously busy night. We have four NBA games. We got two eliminations. I gave you a top six list of quarterback busts in NFL history. We got a couple of things to do here. First of all, the Miami Heat just eliminated the Bucks in overtime, 128 to 126. Jimmy Butler had 42 points. He went into God mode. I'm going to let you hear from Jimmy Butler on TNT momentarily. Also, minutes ago, the Golden State Warriors take a 3-2 series lead against the Kings. They beat them in Sacramento. Yes, the Golden State Warriors actually won a game on the road. The final score, 123 to 116. Steph Curry decided to just drop 31 points tonight. And Draymond Green, he actually found out how to score as well, something that he doesn't do. Draymond Green had 21 points. Earlier this evening, the New York Knicks advanced to the second round of the playoffs for the first time since 2013. The Knicks knock off the Cavaliers 106-95. And then the Grizzlies, they stay alive. The Grizzlies, they beat the Lakers 116-99 in Memphis. Los Angeles still leads 3-2. They go back to Los Angeles, and LeBron and company try to wipe them out. As I told you, I'm here in Kansas City. Spent the past couple of days in New York City with super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's here with us holding it down. Tomorrow, Friday, Zach Gelb and I will be broadcasting live from the NFL draft, so make sure you stay tuned here to CBS Sports Radio. We're going to have the picks, folks. We're going to have all the coverage, so don't go anywhere the next 2 days. Next 2 nights, I should say. But for right now, let's keep things rolling. If you didn't know, Jimmy Butler went nuts again. If you did not know, the Milwaukee Bucks blew another massive lead again. Tonight, the Bucks blew it again. 16-point lead in the fourth quarter down the drain. Jimmy Butler forced overtime. The Milwaukee Bucks had a lead. And then Jimmy Butler caught an inbounds pass close to the basket, falling backwards, catches the ball all in one motion, puts it in the basket. They go to overtime. Jimmy Butler was in God mode. I want you to take a listen to the final call here, courtesy of the Heat Radio Network.
Giannis has it. 8 seconds to go. Heat up two. Runs right into Jimmy. Flops. Gets it to Middleton. Back out to Allen. 2-1. He didn't get that shot off. The Miami Heat advance to the second round. They are just the 6th, 8th seed to defeat a number one seed in the 76 years of the National Basketball Association in New York. Here we come. Start spreading the news. We'll be there on Saturday night to play ball on Sunday. Amen. God bless America.
Okay, Jason. He's real hyped about that. Jimmy Butler finished tonight with 42 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. They force overtime, and they push him. Jimmy Butler is knocking down more shots. Bam Adebayo had a triple-double tonight. Damn, Budenholzer right now is actually speaking to the media. He looks like he needs a nap, a vacation. He looks like he needs a drink. He looks wore the hell out.
What about a pink slip?
And he should... I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Jay. I just threw in pink slip. Is that coming too?
That might.
Got it.
He might have an extended vacation. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 38 points, 20 rebounds. Giannis Antetokounmpo from the free throw line, 10 of 23. Mike Budenholzer might have a lot of time to think about this blown lead. You know, we can talk about Giannis and his back and what might have been different. The Bucks. To even say that they should have been more competitive to hold on or close out this series is an understatement. Jimmy Butler-One ass, he deserves credit. But the Bucks and Budenholzer, oh yeah, they deserve some blame. A lot of it. Jimmy Butler, he spoke to TNT after the game. Ashley Shamady, this is what Jimmy Butler had to say after the win.
I know it took an extra 5 minutes, but you guys just went on the road, eliminated the number one seed on their home court. How did you guys get this one done?
We were resilient. We were down late. It seemed to be that way a lot during this series. We stayed with it, got some stops, made some huge buckets, and stayed together. That's it.
Come on, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Come on, boy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jimmy, I know you say playoff Jimmy isn't a thing, but you just followed up a 56-point performance with 40-plus tonight. If it's not the playoffs, what is it that makes you unstoppable?
My teammates, they need me to be that way right now. I will continue to be that way right now. Whatever it takes to win, it could be 40, it could be 50, it could be 0 and 12 assists. I got to be able to do it all.
He does it all. Jimmy Butler elevates and takes his game to another level in the playoffs. Ain't no playoff Jimmy. God mode. That's what he's doing and what he has done is ridiculous. Nuts. And the Milwaukee Bucks, I thought that they were at minimum going to go to the East Finals and take on the Celtics. Now they're going to be watching from home just like everybody else. Where's Nick Nurse? He's available, right? Yeah, he is. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. I do need to let you know about the other game that just concluded. That happens to be the Golden State Warriors beating the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento 123-116. At one point in time here in the fourth quarter, the Golden State Warriors, this was a close game, but the Warriors started the runaway by 12. And then the Kings kept getting closer. They did not quit. They did not give up. We know De'Aaron Fox, he came into the game with a fractured finger right on the tip of his hand, index finger. He was playing with a splint. It didn't slow him down. 24 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds. He finished the game 3 of 10 from deep, 9 of 25, not the best of shooting numbers, but he still played 42 minutes. Late in the game, Malik Monk, he went down. He had 21 points, but they couldn't slow down the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry, 31 points. Draymond Green coming off the bench again. He scored the most points that he has ever scored in more than 5 years. 21 points for Draymond Green to go along with 7 assists. And then when the Kings kept getting closer, the Warriors kept upping it. And then you can thank someone like I don't know. Andrew Wiggins, late in the game, he knocked down a huge J to put the Warriors up 119-114. Take a listen.
Wiggins will bring it up as Fox came back to deny Curry. Wiggins on the right side. 54 seconds to go. Crossover by Wiggins. The winner will lead the series 3-2. Wiggins spins, fadeaway jumper. Good with 47.8 to go. 119-114. Warriors up 5.
They got the ball back. And who had the ball? No one other than Steph Curry. He dribbled and dribbled and dribbled and dribbled some more. And then goes to the basket and just flips up the only shot that Steph Curry could make. Take a listen to this that basically put the Sacramento Kings down to rest.
Curry brings it in. 12 to shoot. Stumbles outside. Takes it down the lane. In traffic. Spins it back. Gets to the paint. Goes up and lays it up and in with 22.4 to go. Golden State leads by 7 and Sacramento is a foul as well. And some have started to head for the exits here at the Golden 1 Center. What a play by Curry. It was a human rain delay on that one.
No, he was waiting and running and waiting and waiting and waiting, and he threw it up and it went in. And a foul. And all those fans that were leaving, they weren't going outside to watch the beam get lit. They were trying to beat traffic and go home because the Warriors actually won a road game. I want you to take a listen to another call here. All of them courtesy of the Warriors radio network. This is all she wrote.
Fox, pass to the wing. Murray for three at the buzzer. It's no good. Ball game's over. And the Golden State Warriors, who won only 11 road games all year, only 11, win their biggest road game of the season.
Absolutely nuts. The Warriors go back to the Bay to try to close things out on Friday. We also had some amazing games earlier on this evening. The New York Knicks, they advance 106-95. They beat the Cavs. The Knicks are now going to take on the Heat. The Grizzlies, they stay alive against the Lakers. LeBron James having a poor game after going 20-20. LeBron James tonight could only muster 15-10. Anthony Davis, a strong game, 31-19. LeBron, he spoke as well. He said, you know what? It ain't just me. We all got to do better.
We all just got to be better. And it definitely starts with me. Tonight I was not very good at all. I think defensively I was pretty good, but offensively I was, not really good. We all got to do a better job helping one another.
And the New York Knicks, who haven't advanced in the playoffs since 2013, that's a decade, they knock off the Cavs. And now they got the Heat. Head coach Tom Thibodeau, he spoke to the media and he said, yeah, we played damn well against these Cavs. I'm proud of my guys. This is what we did.
For us, things clicked for us, and I thought we played well down the stretch of the regular season and carried over into the playoffs. And then we had a number of guys step up.
Oh, they stepped up. Unfortunately, Julius Randle stepped on the ankle of, I believe, Caris LeVert while trying to block a shot. He came down on that injured ankle. Julius Randle was out the rest of the game, basically the whole second half of the game. Obi Toppin coming in to score 12 points, helping the Knicks just kind of move the Cavaliers the hell up on out of the way. It's been a wild night. 4 games in the NBA. 2 eliminations. The Bucks, they're done. The Heat knock them out. The Cavs, they're done. The Knicks knock them out. The Warriors, one more game before they knock out the Kings. The Kings are trying to stay alive. The Warriors lead 3-2, and the Grizzlies, they stave off elimination by beating the Lakers tonight. The Lakers still lead 3-2. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about this God mode, Jimmy Butler? What do you think about the New York Knicks advancing for the first time in a decade? What do you think about the Warriors winning another playoff victory or getting one on the road? We got a lot to discuss before I roll out. Man, we didn't even take calls on the top six, the bum-ass quarterbacks or the busts. Things have been so busy. We're going to keep things busy. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side, and then we'll even hear from the loser head coach who could not adjust, Mike Budenholzer. We'll talk to you as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you the best, man. You the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, my God. Oh, Shep, just can you just play that by itself one more time? Can you just play that by itself?
Best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
I love that. Thank you so much. I like that. I'm going to play that when I just walk into rooms now. Anyway, I love that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Listen, folks. It's been a wild night, even here on CBS Sports Radio. Just these are the nights. Even the next couple of nights are fun as hell. When you have all of these games going on and we get to talk, it's fun, man. This is why this show is prime time. I ain't talking about what's gonna happen. I'm not talking about what might happen. I'm talking about what is happening. That's why this show goes out to 300 stations all across North America in the biggest damn markets. This is a good show. I ain't afraid to say it. And we got damn good listeners. So thank you so much for tuning in every night from San Diego to Boston and everything in between to CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. We've had damn good basketball, okay? The Knicks are moving on, knocking off the Cavs. The Grizzlies, they stay alive against the Lakers. The Heat, they overcome a 16-point deficit to beat the Bucks. The Bucks just fell asleep at the damn wheel, and the Warriors take a 3-2 series lead against the Kings. I told you, head coach Mike Budenholzer, he looks like he needs a nap. He needs a cigarette. He needs a glass of Jack. He needs a vacation. He needs a trip around the world. He needs to stay in his house and rest. He needs it all, and he might get it if they fire him. Budenholzer, he was asked, hey, y'all blew another lead. What the hell happened? Listen to his answer.
You know, to start the quarter, it felt like there was a couple of good opportunities that I've kind of tried to play back that we didn't convert, that felt like good opportunities, and a couple turnovers to start the quarter in those first 3-4 minutes down the stretch. You know, felt again there were some good opportunities, but we didn't make enough shots. But I should start with credit to Miami. You know, those guys tonight were in this series. A lot of respect for them, their program, for Coach Spo, and
blame yourself. You can blame yourself too, bro. I didn't hear that. Maybe I missed it. Maybe you didn't say it. Obviously, we didn't hear the whole press conference. Blame yourself. Two games blowing these leads? Come on. There's blame for everybody. I mean, if by the way, Giannis was at home. Giannis was just clank, 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 clank from the free throw line. Like, how many more free throws can you miss? 10 of 23 by Giannis. You don't think Giannis is sitting in his car right now going, well, damn. Only if I would have made a few free throws, we would have won this game. There would be no Jimmy Butler tip in to force overtime. Giannis shot 64% from the free throw line this year. Giannis shot 50% in the games that he played this postseason, not including tonight. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Rodney is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Rodney.
Hello.
Yes, you're live.
Hello. Last week I called and I said, you called me a madman when I said Nixon Foe. I don't look so crazy now, do I?
Well, there's a difference between a sweep and what you said, but go ahead.
Yeah, same difference, but
okay.
My next prediction is going to be a living normal. You know, the Heat Knicks series is going to be prison ball, but I think Knicks can take it in seven.
Okay, a little bit of we got some prison ball. Let's see,
yeah,
Rodney.
It's going to be a hard fought series, but I think the Knicks can pull it off in seven.
Okay, I believe too. Right. They're going to fight it out. Thank you, Rodney, for calling from Alabama. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Cali. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Yo, JR, what's going on? I got one thing to say as well. Bing bong! Let's go, bro. This is, like, unreal as a fan of New York basketball. I mean, my prediction was the path to the finals for the Knicks was Miami, Philly, and that's it. And everyone's talking about, like, I see it on Twitter right now, but everyone's talking about how, like, you know, they shot 42% from three. Right. We just held the best shooting three-point team in the NBA to 30%. Tell me why Milwaukee should have realistically won that series with these blown leads. The same thing in game one. Like, you know, Donovan Mitchell went off. In game two, we lost. But we technically right now held Donovan Mitchell in check for like three quarters of the series. Now you're going up against Jimmy Butler, who historically hasn't really played well against the Knicks in the playoffs. We beat him 3 out of 4 times. It's like, is it really that crazy to sit here and say, JR, that the Knicks are going to make the conference final?
Nope, not at all. I said it's a real possibility. They're going to have a hard-fought series against the Heat. And let's see what takes place with Julius Randle. Julius Randle did sprain his ankle again. Are you going to rely on Obi Toppin to just light it up the way that he did tonight, 12 points in the third? I think we'd be hard-pressed to see that from Obi Toppin. But you are correct. The New York Knicks just might make the conference finals. There's a realistic chance that it goes down and happens. 855-212-4CBS. Leonard is here from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Leonard.
Yes. I hope Miami beat the Knicks because I'm a Celtics fan, and I want to go through the Heat one more time. I hope the Knicks take care of everything until they meet the Celtics. And then I pray that we beat the Sixers so we'll be there to face the Heat. Okay, that's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you, Leonard. I understand. Leonard is like, I just want the easiest pathway. I'm not trying to come out here and make life difficult for myself. And it is just, and I can't say any of us should be shocked, any of us should be surprised. Injuries are once again playing a major factor and role in what we see take place here in the NBA playoffs. I'm not going to blame Giannis and his back no more, but it did play a factor. We have no idea what would have happened if he never went down. De'Aaron Fox now dealing with his finger. He looked like he started off okay, but then the shooting numbers ended up being a little meh. Joel Embiid running around with a busted up knee. Kawhi Leonard, we know he now has a torn meniscus. It's tough out here, folks. 855-212-4CBS. Oh, yeah, by the way, Dylan Brooks, even though the Grizzlies won, Dylan Brooks had another crap game. They even benched him for a little while. Dylan Brooks finishing tonight with 8 points. He was 3 of 15 from the field. I wonder if the Grizzlies just tell him, nah, no thanks. We don't need you. We don't want you. Nikki, calling up from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Nikki?
JR, I have to come back. I listen to you every night while I'm DoorDashing. I have to come back and tell you, you are incredibly awesome, absolutely good looking, and a bright white smile. If none of your listeners can look up and see who they're talking to, then they shouldn't be talking to you. You don't look 55. You are amazing. So I just wanted to let people out there know that if they want to talk to somebody, they need to go ahead and check out who they're talking to.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate you. Thank you. Send some free DoorDash. Have you ever stolen like a French fry or anything? No, right?
No.
Okay. You're classier than I would have been one of them people stealing the food, but now they seal it up before they send it, right?
Yes, they do. And there are people who do receive food that is opened. So it scares me a bit. You know, you started your career very early. You were an intern at 17. You're only 10 years into the business. And
Whoa, my goodness.
Going so well.
Whoa. She was inaccurate about quite a few things. I've been working for a long time. I've been working since a teenager, a couple of decades, okay? Anyway, thank you so much. Hey, she knows how to talk that talk. Hey, Marco Belletti, man, tell her to relax. I mean, she's gone, but what's wrong with her mouth, potty mouth?
I was going to say, everything was going so well, on a roll, and then it just slides in and doubled it up, too. It's impressive.
Yeah. She got very comfortable very fast.
Wanted to see if Shep was sleeping back there. That's what it was.
I can't sleep in the show. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he was on, and so was she. She's not to be played with, man. You better give her a good tip. Hey, shout-outs to everybody out there on DoorDash and making that money and getting them tips. And tip them. If they bring the food early, make sure they get some good money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know. Maybe Giannis, he can take up DoorDash. Not that he needs the money, but he's going to have plenty of time on his hands. Maybe Donovan Mitchell. Maybe he can do DoorDash. He's going to have time on his hands. And maybe Mike Budenholzer, if they fire him, maybe he can move some food for a little while. It's going to be a minute until he gets a new job. Let's see if he can hold on to this one. It's been an amazing night. But right now, I'm going to get to your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to you every night. In a whole hospital that I work at, I got 50 guys listening to you. I walk around this hospital now, and all I hear is JR.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to all my folks in the hospitals. Shout-outs to all the officers. Shout-outs to all my folks holding it down in the military, whether you held it down or you holding it down now. Shout-outs to my people overseas. Shout-outs to everybody out there looking out for somebody else. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. Man, it's about to be another crazy 2 days. The NFL draft is getting ready to go down. And thank you so much to everyone who's already reached out to me here in Kansas City, including all of our listeners locally. Hey, much love to my main man, AJ Perez. He's been tuning in to the show tonight, covering sports, front office sports. If you're here in Kansas City, you want to shoot me a holler, I'm going to be hanging around for a bunch of days. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Zach Gelb and I will be live during the NFL draft both tomorrow night, Thursday, and then also Friday night. We'll be there. We're going to be doing the show. Stop by. Say what's up. Let's have some damn fun. I'm going to have fun regardless. Anyway, it's been a fun night. Four NBA games. Jimmy Butler went into God mode again. The Bucks blew a 16-point lead. Jimmy Butler tipping the ball in from an out-of-bounds pass in overtime to push them into overtime. Just absolutely nuts. The New York Knicks beating the Cavs and advancing to the second round to take on the Heat. The Warriors and Kings still going at it. The Warriors go up 3-2. The Grizzlies, they're hanging in there. The Lakers still lead 3-2. And a matter of fact, Giannis just spoke. After blowing multiple leads, after his mistakes at the free throw line, 10 of 23, despite having 38 points and 20 rebounds, Giannis got into a little bit of a back and forth with one of the local reporters in Milwaukee. And Giannis was pretty much asked about the season. Was this a disappointment? Did y'all choke? This is what Giannis had to say about this being a failure.
I'm curious for you. Do you view this season as a failure?
Oh, my God. You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay. Do you get the promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, right? Which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, to be able, I don't know, provide the house for them or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success, you know. And if you've never, I don't want to make it personal. So there's always steps to it, you know. Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure. That's what you're telling me. No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question?
Uh-oh. Giannis is right, though. He's right. I mean, you can't, you're legitimate in asking the question, but the answer is, quite simply, it can be yes, though, Giannis. It can be. I mean, it's not necessarily the same. Like, I would think if you are competing for a championship, which the Bucks are, you don't do it. You failed. It's not a massive deal. You just come back next year and try it again. It's sports. I mean, you get a promotion every year. It's not a season, Giannis. So I understand the frustration. Giannis does have a point, but I think it's valid in asking. You don't got to ask him every year. Just go under the assumption that, yeah, they failed. You want to win a championship. Did you? No, you failed. It didn't happen. You didn't get the job done. Not that big a deal. Do you want to ask him that right after he lost? Probably not. I don't think he'll ask him next year. Anyway, someone who did, well, at least didn't fail tonight, he also didn't get kicked out. He didn't get suspended. He didn't step on anybody's chest. He didn't irritate Steve Kerr, at least not publicly. It's Draymond Green. He scored 21 points. He was 8 of 10 from the field. He also had 7 assists and 4 rebounds. Draymond Green, offensive juggernaut. Ernie Johnson, he spoke to Draymond after the game and said, "Hey, y'all are now up 3-2. Hey, you, the Warriors, you won a playoff game on the road." This is what Draymond had to say about getting it done in Game 5 here on TNT.
Hey, look, I'm going to cross sports a little bit. Joe Maddon, longtime manager in Major League Baseball,
absolutely
likes to talk about the gift of experience. How much does experience in games like this and in pivotal Game 5s like this enter into the equation?
is huge. Coach, in our meeting yesterday, Coach told us that. He said, hey, man, we're going in here in the game five. Those guys don't know what to expect. We know what to expect. We've been here. And, you know, they made their runs. They probably made four or five runs throughout that game. And we knew we just had to stick with it. And we knew the things that would win us the game. And, you know, down the stretch, our experience took over and got us the game.
I thought that would be a factor in the entire series. It's experience. And let's see if they can close it out on Friday. Let's see what the Lakers do up against the Grizzlies. Are they going to knock the Grizzlies out? Are they going to keep pushing it? These have been some good series overall. Let's get to your calls before we have to roll out. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Lee calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Hey, I'll call a while back. I wanted to talk about the quarterback thing, but I think that topic's kind of old now.
Okay, thank you, Lee. Appreciate you for calling from San Diego. Reese is calling from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Reese. Okay, Reese isn't. Well, people are just, I don't know. I was going to say, well, that would have been mean for me to say on the radio, so I won't say it. 855-212-4CBS. Mac is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, you're the most respectful sportscaster that I know. But
Hold on. Hey, Shep.
yes.
Hold on. Let's try. Hold on. Let me try this.
You are pretty respectful.
Hey, Mac.
Yes.
I'm trying to have a conversation with you, and you just, you know, you didn't take a breath.
I got excited. I'm sorry.
It's
sometimes
okay.
I get a little excited.
Okay, but now go ahead.
I want to second Whoa. Everything the female DoorDasher said, first of all. But I'm not going to get into all of that. You and I are going to be the same age on Monday. If she's correct that you're 55, I will be 55 on Monday.
Wait a minute. Putting you on hold. Shep, what planet? Am I still on Earth? I know I saw Aaron Rodgers is really a New York Jet, right?
Yeah, that would be correct.
So I'm still on Earth. Mac, the woman who called, I think her name was Nikki before she started dropping.
Nikki in San Diego, yes.
Yeah, Nikki from San Diego, before she started dropping F-bombs, she said, I am not 55. I am not 55 years old, okay? Just let's slow down there. You understand
okay.
that, Mac?
But what I wanted to say about sports issues is that this has been one of the most exciting series that I've seen for NBA basketball in a very long time.
Which one?
I cannot the series. This is considered the semifinal series, right?
What series?
I had
you on mute. Nobody could hear you. What series?
Oh, the NBA series right now.
What two teams?
I don't pay much attention to the East, but I think the New York Knicks, whoever they're playing, I like.
No, okay.
And I also really enjoy the series between the Sacramento Kings
and the Yankees, The Yankees.
No, not the Yankees. But Sacramento Kings and the Golden
Pittsburgh
State Warriors.
Steelers. Okay. All right, Mac.
You're funny.
I like basketball
Enjoy your
too.
Time.
Thank
Enjoy
you, Mac.
Enjoy your time.
Okay.
And one of these days, I want to cook for you when you come to Buffalo. I'm a real good
Whoa.
Cook.
Okay.
And I get a real good look. So
okay.
I'm a good cook, and I got a good look, and I want to cook for you.
Okay,
anyway,
thank you.
Fiance,
Whoa.
Shep can come as well. Because I know he enjoys the free food. He can drive you because I will have the beer. And because I know you like beer. And my husband will be here, too.
Whoa.
So by that time, we'll be married. So
he has
to approve of it. So, but
Whoa.
The next time you come
Whoa.
To Rochester, you got to come to Buffalo.
Okay.
I will. Good cooking.
Okay. Thank you, Mac. Okay. Thank you. Good night. All right. Hey, Shep, if we go up there, you think we're going to end up in like a dungeon or something?
No. You and I are too resourceful, too young, and too strong to end up anyone's prisoner. even the great Mac from Buffalo.
I don't know, but I mean, she's just like, hey, yeah, you can come. And then I'm like, nah, Shep has to come with me. And she's like, oh, my husband will be here too. And I'm like, wait a minute, three of us? Oh, no.
Soon to be husband. We hope it works out.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me that someone who is your fiance, what is the success rate of conversion?
I would say 95%.
So there's 5% chance that the fiance says, I ain't with this no more.
But you know what? Max got a good aura about her. I'm rooting for her.
Okay. I was afraid to ask her what she was going to cook. I was afraid to even ask that, you know. I like beer. I don't want no beer. Give me some Jack instead. Oh, my goodness. Where the hell do I go from here? Oh, well, since I am on Earth, I think I am. Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers. He is a New York Jet. And Aaron Rodgers had a very simple reason as to why he wanted to be a Jet. Let's listen to this guy.
You know, I'm an old guy, so I want to be a part of a team that can win it all. And I believe that this is a place we can get that done.
Okay. Maybe this is Earth, and, you know, I guess Aaron Rodgers might be partly delusional. No, I'm just joking. New York Jets will be good, should be, but it is the Jets. Hey, listen, I've had a good time tonight. All these amazing games. Jimmy Butler has to feel like he is on cloud nine. Giannis wants to slap reporters for their questions about the season being a failure. The New York Knicks fans are, I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they're drinking Hennessy outside. I don't know what Knicks are doing. And the Lakers are just the Lakers. They lost tonight to the Grizzlies. And then there was no lighting a beam in Sacramento because the Warriors beat them. Look, we're going to be back with you tomorrow. And I say we, I'm going to be hanging out with Zach Gelb. We got you covered live during the NFL draft, coming to you from Kansas City. If you want to see my photos, my pictures, my videos, I took a picture with a big rat. It's the mascot for the Chiefs. He's actually a wolf, not a fox. He's a big cat. He's a four-legged something that stands on two legs. Look at him on my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram. I'm all over the place. If you're here in the city, hit me up. Hey, Shep, thank you for an amazing night.
Thank you, JR.
Absolutely. Tomorrow, NFL draft. Let's see who goes number one. Let's see what NFL team absolutely sucks. You know, a few of them will make terrible decisions. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio is done. But don't move anywhere. Don't go nowhere. Why? Because Amy Lawrence, she's up next. Me? I'm gone.
Hey, football fans. Baldy here. I'm doing something special for this year's NFL Draft. Jason Locke and Four and myself are hosting the 2023 Odyssey NFL Draft Show. Join us on the first night of the draft, talking with local experts from our Odyssey podcast from across the country. And leading up to the draft, check out our podcast, In the Huddle. I'm going to give you some inside scoop on the best prospects for your favorite team. It all starts tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern on the free Odyssey app.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing, help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.